We are farmers.
WZGC Atlanta. WZGC HD1.
In the fine print, they tell me what's wrong and what's right. There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it.
Dave FM.
This idea about starting this new station. We were gonna go with this big, huge explosion and laser thing with a big, booming voice and all that. But you know, a station that is as unique as this, well, we felt a little explanation was in order first. So give us a minute and let us explain who we are and why we're here.
No, what are you and Daddy watching?
Football.
You say, run, run, run.
You say, run, run, run.
Then you give your daddy a high five?
Yeah.
Do you remember the day you became a sports fan? Some of us remember our first game or a great play that sticks in your memory. But do you remember when you became a fan of the game? Chances are you don't. See, the love of the game isn't something that appears out of the blue. Something you nurture. It's a part of who you are, and it only grows stronger as time goes by.
And you played in the street?
We played in the morning, then we played in the afternoon, we played at night, because I was so young.
The love of the game. It lives in the old jersey, in the box you found in the closet. It's in the favorite trading card you had as a kid. It's the taste of popcorn at the ball game. And the smell of fresh-cut grass in the field. It's the chill in the air that reminds us all that football is right around the corner. It's not an exact time and place, but a collection of memories that makes you who you are. A fan of the game. We get that, because deep down, we love the game too. We understand the passion and the agony you feel, because when it comes right down to it, we are you.
Take me out to the ball game.
So, as we give a nod to sports icons of the past, we present you the future of sports in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
This is our night! Woo! This is our night!
No!
Celebrating in Georgia tonight.
The Atlanta Falcons have stunned the defending Super Bowl champion.
Superdome.
We in for a fight for 4 quarters. 60 minutes. Give it everything you got.
We ain't got no excuses. Let's go. Battles is right up front. Y'all know how we do.
Lose, baby.
Up front on three. 1, 2, 3.
Up front.
So, there you have it. It's more than a sports station. It's sports entertainment, because the same passion that you have for the game is inside each and every one of us as well. So, are you ready, Atlanta? Are you ready for the game? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta, welcome. It's an honor and a privilege to be the first voice that you hear today. My name is Carl Dukeson, along with Cordell Stewart Slash and Rachel Barbeau. We are your Game Time crew, your drive home, your afternoon show. This show is going to be fun, funny, honest, local, national, unpredictable, smart, passionate, informative, and real. We're going to be plugged into what's going on in Atlanta, Georgia, and today is a very special day, October 24th, 2012. Today is one that's going to go down in history as the landscape of sports radio in Atlanta, starting today, has changed. And it's a change for the better. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, is on the air. And we'll talk about and cover the SEC, the best college football conference in the country. And we'll go from Athens to Gainesville to Baton Rouge to Tuscaloosa and beyond. And we'll talk about it with you. We'll cover the Falcons, the Hawks, and the Braves. And we're talking about anything that's going on in the world of sports and certainly what goes on in real life. We'll have fun in the process. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Today is going to be like none other, because we're going to introduce to you the unique personalities that make up this great radio station, from morning drive to overnight to the shows you'll get a chance to hear on the weekend. And the unique thing about this radio station, and come close, is that we're the only station in town that's live 24 hours a day. You're going to get a chance to meet all of the incredible talent this afternoon from 2 until 6. It's going to be a fun afternoon. Certainly, we want to welcome you into the program and this radio station as we do a variety of things today. I want to first welcome in the folks that you'll get a chance to meet on a daily basis from 2 to 6. They are my co-host. Sitting to my left is Rachel Barbeau. Sitting across from me is Slash Cordell Stewart. And I know this is an exciting moment for me. I will tell you, in all the years, I'm a 20-year vet in this game, and I've never gotten an opportunity to launch a radio station. This is a very exciting day for me. You know, we talked with our program director, Terry Fox, about this. And, you know, Rick Caffey, the folks behind the scenes that have helped build this radio station. And we're excited to bring this to you, Atlanta. We're excited to offer you something different and something I believe this city's been craving for.
If you could see behind the scenes, everybody that's here, the sales, everybody that's going to be on the air, the media that is here, everybody's excited. And I think what that signifies to me is that there is a place for this. It's time for this. There is a need for this, for new and fresh and live, like you said, 24/7. And, you know, for me, it's an opportunity to engage with the city of Atlanta. So we're going to laugh with you. We might cry with you over your team's loss or real life. We might commiserate with you. We'll celebrate with you. And it's a wonderful time to be in the city of Atlanta, such a diverse, rich city. And I feel so blessed and so fortunate. I tweeted this morning. I said, I feel like doing cartwheels. Can I do cartwheels? Would it be okay? I don't know in the red suit if I can make it, but I mean.
Watch out.
I'm going to try.
Well, I'll tell you what. The last time I had this type of excitement running through my body was the last time I actually played the game. And that's the wow. game of football. And whenever you get an opportunity to launch something and you're the first to bring in everyone else, give people the opportunity to get to know you, get to know your crew, your team, the people you're affiliated with in the business, most importantly, getting in touch with the people in the community, feeling their excitement, their sorrows, their pain, everything that allows people to live, just being a part of all of that. It's exciting because I've never been a part of a show where you have the opportunity to talk about everything under the sun. I've been so much involved with and immersed into football and sports in general to have this opportunity to cross over and be able to be on this station, that's 92.9 The Game, and talk about everything, that's wonderful. It's a blessing for me to be a part of this crew and be with you guys. And hopefully we can touch the fan base and have them follow us and feel the same way we feel about each other.
I totally agree. And it's going to be a fun day. Today won't be, I don't think, like none other that you'll get a chance to hear on this radio station, because we'll have a variety of guests stopping by, as I mentioned, from Morning Drive to Midday Show, to the Midday Show, all the way up into the guys who will be doing overnight as well. So it's going to be a ride today. We invite you to just kind of enjoy and kind of sit back and learn about the personalities of this radio station. Listen, we're going to be with you each and every day, as I mentioned, from 2 to 6. You're going to learn about me. You're going to know everything you want to know about me over the next, you know, few months, and hopefully over the variety of years that I intend to be here in Atlanta. I am not from Atlanta, but I got here as fast as I could. And I am excited and have been since I got here. I'll be honest, I've been here about a month or so getting adjusted, but this has been a wonderful ride. And to kick it off today, this is a culmination of a lot of work from a lot of different people. And the voices you hear, you'll hear myself, you'll hear Cordell, Slash, you'll hear Rachel, you'll hear voices that you're familiar with, guys like Bob Neal or Randy Cross. You'll hear guys like Jerome Jarenovich. You'll know the folks on this radio station. But it's going to be an intimate family feel on this radio station, and you certainly got to be a part of this. We want to invite you into the conversation today, too. I'm going to go ahead and give you the text line, which is 22929. You can join us on Facebook. We invite you to go there. Like us on Facebook at 929 The Game, and obviously on Twitter at 929 The Game. Find us on Twitter and tweet, and let your friends, your family, let everyone know that this is the place to be. Not only Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, but each and every day. Wake up with us. Go to bed with us. Keep your radio dial here on 92.9 The Game. I want to welcome in some guys that you may or may not know. And as I said, today is about introducing not just ourselves, but the folks that will be involved with this radio station. One of them being Ryan Klesko, longtime Brave. Also, Sam Mitchell is here with us in studio. And Chuck Smith, former Falcon, and certainly we're going to talk with all three of these guys here as they join us in studio for a few minutes. Ryan, it's good to see you. How are you?
Doing great.
I know that you're a big hunter, and you're going to have a show here on the weekends that everybody's excited about, the outdoor show, but it is good to have your knowledge and your experience that you bring from Major League Baseball. Certainly the World Series is going on. I want to talk about that with you, but didn't you just get back from a big hunt?
I did. We've been traveling around Montana, Wyoming, New Mexico, former Vice President Marketing Mike Plant's place down there, and back home, see my son and wife for a while, and back on the road.
So what'd you get? What'd you shoot? Because I know you like to shoot things.
Well, I got a nice elk up at Mike Plant's place at New Mexico, and then went to Ohio, and the lead singer for Sugarland's husband took his first whitetail buck with his bow, his biggest one, and just been looking forward to maybe doing a couple days of fishing while it's actually warm, because the deer aren't doing anything right now.
Well, certainly folks want to know, with your outdoor show, those are the kind of things you'll be talking about, where to go, what to do. The show is going to be on here on 92.9 The Game, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But is there anything that you
want to add to let people know what's going to be going on your program?
We're going to be talking about hunting all around the world, you know, especially here in Georgia, you know, the whitetail, the fishing, the turkey, everything. But, you know, I'm excited to, you know, going on and doing some stuff with listening to the Braves and helping out and people understand what's going on. And obviously it was kind of a tough year for us at the end of that. But I'm glad to be part of the team. And we're going to talk sports. We're going to talk hunting and fishing. We're going to talk about it all.
I just want to know if you the deer you just killed, if you'll bring me some deer meat, because I've got a great recipe, my grandmother's recipe for what she calls palomas, and it's peppers and sesame seeds and vinegar, and you mix it all up and let it sit in a jar, and then you put it on crackers and you serve it. So I'll give you the recipe if you give me deer meat.
We'll do definitely a great exchange. I'll be bringing in all kinds of stuff. You guys are going to be having so much elk and deer and fresh crappie tacos, all you want.
Sounds good. Ryan Klesko here in studio with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Also, Sam Mitchell is joining us, as I mentioned, along with Chuck Smith. Sam, it is good to see you. And I know that you'll be doing a show Saturday and Sundays from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Talk about that show.
Oh, I'm excited about it. You know, I've spent 23 years in NBA coaching, and it's time to take a time out to do something different. So, again, just like all of you guys, we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. You know, I feel like I have a neat, unique perspective. I've played and coached, so I think I'm one of the unique personalities when it comes to radio because you can't get anything past me. I can think about it from a player's perspective from when I played, and then I can talk about it from a coaching perspective. Managing baseball, coaching football is all coaching and developing players and working with players and understanding the con that comes with it when players try to get over on you. So I'm looking forward to sharing that knowledge about a lot of things. And it's not just sports, but it's going to be entertainment. It's going to be world events and nation events. So I'm just looking forward to it.
Sam, Cordell here. You had the opportunity to play the game, and then you had the opportunity to coach the game. Did your appreciation level heighten once you became the coach?
I tell you what, man. Playing is so much easier than coaching because when you play, Cordell, you know this. When the game is over, it's over. And you teach your players to move on to the next one. Don't dwell in the past if you lost and don't get too high on the wins. But when you're coaching, you have a brief moment of satisfaction when you've won.
Right.
And then you immediately start thinking about the next game. And when it's basketball and you're playing 3 to 4 games a week, it's never any peace. You never really get a chance to enjoy it. But what I did learn about all of it is you have to learn how to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know when that next win is going to come because it's not guaranteed.
Yeah,
Sam Mitchell in studio with us. When we come back, we'll visit with Chuck Smith. Also, you get a chance to meet the wonderful personalities that will make up not only our morning show, midday show, our evening show, all of that and a lot more coming up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta's only 24-hour live and local sports station.
Game on!
Game on!
Atlanta, are you ready?
All right, you ready for this?
You want sports?
Big play!
We have
it. Big game!
You want entertainment? No problem.
You want 24-hour local sports?
Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Farmers Insurance.